skin just like pearl.
From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My first guest of the year is writer Lisa D. Gray. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, happy 2020.
Back at you.
Thanks. Lisa is the founder and curator of the literature series Our Voices, Our Stories SF. And right now we're going to hear her recommendations for three events happening in the Bay Area this Martin Luther King holiday weekend.
Tonight I might fall in love, depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Let no one come control me.
First up is the art exhibit, Soul of a Nation, Art in the Age of Black Power. The exhibit is at the beautiful DeYoung Museum in San Francisco, and it celebrates work by black artists from 1963 to 1983 and honors the black power movement in the Bay Area. And they'll be having all kinds of programming there as well. I'm going this weekend for a discussion about women in the Black Panther Party. Lisa, have you been to the exhibit yet?
I have not. I'm actually scheduled to go on Friday. I'm heck excited. It's going to be a fun time. I'm going with a group of young people, which is going to make it even more exciting. I've heard wonderful things about it. My homies, Melanie and Melora Green, are involved, and they've been talking about it now for a few months. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope y'all are too.
FYI, make sure you visit the website of the museum for information about discounted entry and free entry. Did you do that?
I did do that. I'm fortunate in that I'm going with the group of young people I'm going with.
Okay.
I get in with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know people in high places. All right. That's Soul of a Nation, Art in the Age of Black Power at the DeYoung Museum in San Francisco. See it now through March 15th. And your next pick is the movie Just Mercy, and is based on the best-selling memoir. Actor Michael B. Jordan plays young Harvard graduate attorney Brian Stevenson, and he goes to Alabama to defend people wrongly incarcerated. Jamie Foxx plays a man named Walter McMillan, who in 1987 was sentenced to death for killing a teenage girl despite lack of evidence. And Brian Stevenson tries to help this man. Great, great actors. Brie Larson is also part of the cast. Lisa, have you seen the movie yet or read the memoir?
I haven't. Done neither. I have not seen the movie, nor have I read the memoir, but this movie intrigues me because in another life, I ran a re-entry program for folks coming out of federal, state, and local prisons here in Oakland in Alameda County. So I have done this work and know how many men of color, black men in particular, have been wrongly incarcerated. So I'm very anxious to see this portrayal. And then I want to pick the book up and read the book as well, but I'm definitely going to go see the movie this weekend.
No, I'm going to definitely check it out too. You can't beat, like I said, the talent. You can't beat that.
No, you know, Michael B. Jordan. We love him in Oakland, don't we?
Right,
yes, of course.
Yeah. So that's the film Just Mercy, starring Michael B. Jordan, and see it at a theater near you. And your last pick is one of my favorite events to nerd out, the Black and Brown Comics Art Festival. Throughout the three-day weekend, check out their Youth Day, discussion panels, workshops for artistry and writing, dancing, vendors, cosplayers. This all takes place at the San Francisco Main Library and the Metreon in downtown San Francisco, and it's free. Lisa, have you been?
Not yet. Well, it takes place this weekend, so I have not been there yet, but my brother was a comic book fanatic when we were kids. Mm-hmm. I could not get away from comic books. And one of the things that I always noticed was that there were very few of us in those comics. So today I have a cousin who is one of the foremost comic book scholars in the country. And he recommended this event as well, Jonathan Gray. And then a friend of mine who is an illustrator. Mm-hmm. I'm going to this. I'm scoping this event out for him because he's on the East Coast, a guy named Reginald Augustine. But I'm really excited about this. I can't wait to see the cosplay. I love black folk in costumes, representing their favorite superheroes. And I think this is going to be loads of fun.
And then also, too, because you see these up-and-coming comic artists, you get your hands on new books. I have to really restrain myself.
Yeah, because you want to just take all of the things, right? You just want to grab them all. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. And the website looks heck of fun.
Yeah, that's the Black and Brown Comics Art Festival happening this Saturday through Monday in San Francisco. Visit bcafcon.smlkday.org. for details.
Brown skin girl, got skin just like pearls, the best thing about the world, I never trade you for anybody else.
I've been speaking with writer Lisa D. Gray, founder and curator of the literary series Our Voices, Our Stories SF. Her next event is Friday, January 24th at the African American Art and Culture Complex in San Francisco. Visit OurVoicesOurStoriesSF.com to learn more and get free tickets. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at KALW.org. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.
But when you're in the room, they know.